Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 去练口语。我是 Emily。在国外需要理发，应该怎么说呢？第一种表达是 I'd like to have my hair cut. 我想要理个发。这里 have something done 是表示做某事。Have my haircut 就是剪头发。I'd like to have my haircut. 我们来听一段小对话。I'd like to have my haircut. 我想理个发。How do you want it? 你想理成什么样的发型？ Just a trim and cut the sides fairly short.But not so much at the back.
修剪一下就行了，两边剪短些，但后面不要剪得太多。
Nothing off the top.
头顶上不要剪吗？
Well, a little off the top.
稍微剪一点。
I like to have my hair cut.How do you want it? Just a trim and cut the sides fairly short, but not so much at the back. Nothing off the top? Well, a little off the top.
在剪头发之前，如果不和理发师商量好，事后很有可能会发生剪得太多而产生矛盾的情况。那么请不要剪得太短，该怎么说呢？
Please don't cut it too short. Please don't cut it too short.
请不要剪得太短。
Please don't cut it too short.
我们来听一段简短的对话。
How would you like your hair?
你想要剪什么样的发型？
A little more off the back.Please don't cut it too short.
后面再剪一些，请不要剪太短。
How about the sideburns? Should I use a razor for them?
鬓角怎么弄？要不要我用剃须刀刮一下？
No, thank you.
不用了，谢谢。
How would you like your hair?A little more off the back. Please don't cut it too short. How about the sideburns? Should I use a razor for them? No, thank you.
Okay, now let's review what we've learned today. 我们来复习一下今天学习的内容。我想要理个发可以说
I'd likeTo have my hair cut. I'd like to have my hair cut.
请不要剪得太短。
Please don't cut it too short. Please don't cut it too short.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字就可以加入，或者你也可以关注我们的抖音号英语主播 Emily， 获取更多英语内容。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.